Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 20 to 23. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." Beloved Father, we ask, we seek, we knock at the door of your heart. We know that you stoop down and listen to us. Poor children of God, poor children of Mary. Bless you, Father, for loving us so much. Please help us in this moment to enter into this loving conversation with you. Open our poor lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please give us the wisdom and the love, we beg you, to pray now to you with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Sweet beloved Father, may our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord. Amen. Pain. Pain is such a difficult thing to endure. It's a difficult thing to even understand. Pain and anguish, hurt and suffering. Why must we endure so much pain and sorrow in this world? And pain and suffering is just a great mystery to us. We don't understand it, but yet there is something in Christ that shows us that we never go at it alone. As Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus shows us how suffering can be redemptive, how enduring pain can be beneficial to our spiritual health and that of our brothers and sisters, how embracing our sorrows, how embracing our anguish, and giving that up to the Father, sharing it to him through Jesus, cooperating with the Holy Spirit, and consecrated to our Mother Mary to entrust everything to our Lord through her, even our pain, our sorrow, our anguish. We are asked through the spiritual exercises to acknowledge all pain and suffering, to acknowledge our difficulties, to be honest to ourselves that when something hurts, to say it hurts. And when something is painful, to acknowledge that it is painful. And when we don't understand death and suffering and anguish, that rather than sit there and implode, rather than sit there and be angry and hateful and be judgmental to God or to somebody else as the cause for our own pain and anguish and suffering, that we are invited to be like Jesus, to embrace it for the redemption of the world. As our Mother Mary, who was pierced with a sword of sorrow, who always reminds us to pray, to take everything, to acknowledge it, and relate it to God in prayer, to not just sit with it by ourselves. Jesus says, take my yoke and learn from me. That every time Jesus was in sorrow, he prayed to the Father. Every time he was in anguish, he prayed to the Father. Every time he wept, he prayed to the Father. We are reminded about that scene in his agony in the garden. And ultimately, he embraces the sorrow and the pain and the anguish that are about to come. And he says, Father, if it is possible, let this pain pass from me. Let this anguish pass from me. Let this sorrow pass from me. But Father, not my will, your will be done. That I will embrace it, Lord, for the redemption of the world, for the salvation of the world, for the healing of this world, for my brothers and sisters who are suffering in pain and agony this day, that my own suffering might help them and redeem him in one way or another, and might bring healing and understanding and enlightenment to their time of need. Suffering, we don't understand it. And we might look to other people as the cause of our own suffering, that we know suffering and pain and darkness and death, they're all a consequence from sin, that disobedience brought pain and suffering into this world. But Jesus says love can transform all that. That where there is pain, there is grace, an abundance of grace. And grace reminds us that God is with us, that God suffers for us, that God is in anguish as a woman who's giving labor to her child, that's God. That's the one who suffers for us until he gives birth inside of us to a new day, a new beginning, a new life in Christ, till he transforms our death and our sorrow and our grief into life, into joy, into happiness. Our Lord invites us to understand that pain and suffering is part of our human experience. And yes, we want to avoid it. We might even want to ignore it. And we try everything that we can to numb its effect. We want to forget pain and suffering. But our Lord says to take our cross, to deny ourselves, and to follow him, who is the way, the truth, and the life. That Jesus will transform all our hurt, all our pain, all our suffering from death to resurrection. And Jesus is trying to teach this lesson to his disciples. We have been listening over the last couple of days to Jesus' Last Supper discourse. These are moments of encouragement. Jesus is leaving his disciples with phrases, with memories to hold on to in moments of darkness. That these are moments that we have to recall and recollect what Jesus said so that he can move our hearts to be inflamed as those disciples on the way to Emmaus who were filled with fear and sorrow and anguish at the death of Jesus. They forgot what he said. They were filled with doubt and concern. And Jesus walks with them as he walks with us. And he reminds us through the grace and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, everything that he said during the Last Supper discourse, because it's meant to increase our faith, especially in moments of doubt and anguish and pain and sorrow and hurt. The first thing that Jesus says after sharing a Eucharistic meal with them, after giving them the institution of the Holy Eucharist that will continue to be their source and summit, filling them, nourishing them, strengthening them, Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be filled with trouble." He says, "Have faith in me." In moments of doubt and anguish, we turn to faith. Faith is that moment that helps us to remember that even though we can't see Jesus, even we can't hear him at that moment because we're filled with so much despair and desolation and depression, that our faith says we don't walk alone. We walk by faith, and Jesus is walking with us on this road to Emmaus, that he will help us to about face, to be converted, to go in the direction that he walked, which is the way of taking up our cross and following Jesus. This moment of sorrow, this moment of pain might be that cross for us. But Jesus embraces the cross. He kisses the cross and he carries it for us. And he will carry your cross as well. Jesus is giving words of hope, of comfort to his disciples when he says to them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," that to go to the Father is to come through me. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate. I've opened up my heart so that you have access to the Father. He says to them, "The Father and I are one, just like you are and I are one." We are united to the Father in a bond of indescribable love, something that can never be separated. Nothing can separate us from God, not even death. So we are not to fear it, but we are to embrace the anguish and the pain of this world so that we too can be united into the love and to the gift of eternal life. Jesus says to his disciples, "You see me now, but in a little while, you won't see me." As scripture says, that they will strike down the shepherd and the sheep would flee. But Jesus is going to unite us all once again in a bond of truth and love. And so he says to them once again that in your anguish, you will be filled with sorrow and grief. When it feels that inside of you, everything has died, perhaps because of the loss of a loved one, perhaps because of the loss of a job, because of uncertainty in economic times, perhaps even in this time of pandemic, that Jesus says, "Don't worry, this is not the end of the road." That there's always light, there's always hope, there's always love, there's always God. That God is always walking with us. He will transform this into a new day and a new beginning and a new life. There's always resurrection, Jesus says. And then hurt and pain cannot hurt us anymore because love transforms that death into a new beginning. And Jesus today compares our sorrow and grief to that of a woman who is in labor. He says, that kind of pain, that kind of anguish, well, you can't avoid. And he's trying to tell his disciples that they can't avoid what's going to happen in his passion and his death. As he's told them so many times that I will be rejected. I will be mocked. These things have to happen so that I will die and rise on the new day. And I will send you another advocate, he says. I will send you the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit in times of sorrow and anguish and suffering and death will remind you that this too will pass, that there will be a resurrection at the end of all this pain and sorrow, that as a woman gives birth to a child, that there is joy in that. As we hear when the Messiah is born, when Jesus is born, for we hear that a child is born unto us, that this child has brought us glad tidings and good news. But we also hear that this child is to be a sign that will be contradicted, that his own mother will be pierced with a sword of sorrow. But that's not the end of the story. Because Jesus comes for redemptive suffering. He comes to suffer on our behalf, that his suffering will bring us great joy, that his suffering, his pain, his death is the consequence of our sin, is the ransom of our salvation. And Jesus lays down his life as he says, no one has greater love than this. I do this, I suffer this for you, so that you may once again be one with me and the Father, as the Father and I are one. Jesus says, the joy that will come from our anguish, the happiness that will come after we endure these sufferings with faith and trust, that he will transform it again into something new, that something that brings light and love and happiness, and something that will bring an abundance of fruit and grace. That as a woman labors and is anguished in her own hour, Jesus says, my hour has already come, it's past, and now we live together forever. I'm reminded that Holy Mother Church, in this moment of pandemic, is in great anguish. She too wants to give birth to so many children through the waters of baptism, that it is through those waters that we become beloved children of God, that we are claimed for Christ, her Son, and that we live with God for all eternity because we share in the redemptive sufferings of Jesus, that we die with him in all that pain and suffering and anguish and all that death, and we rise with him in newness of life. And now death has no power over us. And that's the cause of our joy. You know, during this time of pandemic, Mother Church weeps in anguish. She awaits the time that she can once again bring forth new children of light through the waters of baptism. But until the hour that Mother Church is once again to labor in love and bring forth her children through the waters of baptism, her suffering is prolonged. This labor is going on for such a long time, but she waits with heroic patience. She knows that this suffering will come to an end. She is filled with great hope and love, and she will become the cause of our joy. That this too, my brothers and sisters, will pass. This too will come to an end, because God continues to remind us that he is here in our midst, and that when his children suffer, he suffers with them. But when they rejoice, we all rejoice together. For we are the mystical body of Christ, that when one suffers, we all suffer. But soon we will all rejoice, because Mother Church will once again baptize all these children who have been waiting to come into this new life that Jesus has given to us, that he has ransomed for us, that we can't wait to baptize these children through Mother Church and to give birth to a new life, a new day, a new beginning in Christ. Yes, there are moments of sorrow. There are moments of anguish. There are moments of great pain, and that remains a mystery to us. But Jesus says, your hour will come when all that pain and suffering will be gone. Your grief will become joy. Your hearts will soon rejoice.